Speaking to Ethiopian government and business leaders, Foreign Minister Lieberman did not directly address the comments made by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi this week at an African Union summit. But in a speech devoted mostly to trade issues, Lieberman called for African decision-makers to keep a cool head when faced with fiery rhetoric. He said Israel has a lot to offer Africa as the continent tries to extricate itself from poverty.
Within the African Union itself, it is very important that the decisions and activities of the African states reflect a positive and constructive approach, one that rejects one-sided decisions against Israel. Israel enjoys economic growth and a strong economy with Israeli products, services, and know-how to be seen almost all around the world.
Lieberman declined to answer reporters' questions about Mr. Gaddafi's AU speech, but an Israeli newspaper quoted a foreign ministry spokesman as calling the Libyan leader a clown, whose declaration no one in the world takes seriously. Nevertheless, Colonel Gaddafi is known to have a small but loyal following within the 53-member African Union. Several countries, including Mali, Niger, and Chad, have no diplomatic ties with the Jewish state. Colonel Gaddafi currently holds the rotating AU chairmanship. In his speech to a special AU summit that he called this week to coincide with the 40th anniversary of his rise to power, Mr. Gaddafi is reported to have said Israel uses the protection of minorities as an excuse to launch conflicts. Lieberman's visit is described as the first by an Israeli foreign minister to sub-Saharan Africa in more than 20 years. He's traveling with a high-powered trade delegation, including several of Israel's largest defense and security contractors. After Ethiopia, he will visit Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria, and Uganda. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.